there isn't a clear delineation of where it all came from. I grew up in a family that attended church regularly, and I was brought up in Christian tradition, and one of the tenets that I learned from Sunday school was thou shalt not kill. So I always kind of held that in my own consciousness, and started becoming a little bit political, I guess you could say, in the middle of high school. I remember sitting in a chemistry class during the days of the Cold War thinking, you know, what the heck am I doing in school? This world could be bombed any second by the two major superpowers, and this is crazy. And, you know, I went to my first anti-nuke rally, the big one in New York City in 1982, and was really moved by that experience and started getting involved a little bit in Central America issues at that time and the freeze and that sort of thing going into college. And it wasn't until 8 years later, early 1990, that I became a war tax resister, though. I guess you could just say that being brought up in a sort of moralistic background, though not over the top and not a conservative bent that you might find with some southern churches, I definitely had the open-minded family. My dad was a social worker, my mom was a homemaker and volunteer in various places, and I feel like I had a pretty good upbringing and got exposed to a number of different things in my little colloquial town in upstate New York. And at age 7, my best friend was from France, and I had a pen pal in Liberia and collected stamps and, you know, just started thinking more about the world from that standpoint, I guess.